It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Alan Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, 501, Tuesday, right in your face if you were, sleeping through the night like many.
Boy, those storms are pretty wild. Fliegelman, what's up, Eddie? Al, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Jerry. Today is the July 1st. I flipped my Jerry Recco calendar from nice. June to July.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Also, what's the anniversary of this radio station now at 3 p.m.? 1987, 13, and 38 years.
38 years of WFAN.
That is correct.
And most of the hosts are still on the air.
there's a couple.
Joe Beningo, Steve Summers.
Steve was an original.
Imus does Weekends.
Passed. He's passed. Oh. Dove Kramer's still here.
Dove Kramer's here.
Not a host, but he is still here.
Eddie Scazzeri's been here since 1989.
Close, but not an original. Yeah. That is true. So what time is Chernoff coming on with the guys today?
Very impressive. Well, we need a 40th anniversary. 38th anniversary isn't anything.
Fair enough. Not a milestone number.
40th, I'll take it.
I agree.
So in 2 years, we'll have everyone back.
Susan Waldman, first voice.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Thrilling, Jerry.
I'm just saying it's the birthday. I mean, 38's not exactly 40. I agree, but it is the birthday.
Yeah, I like round numbers. We're numbers of 5. 35, 40, 45, 50.
I agree with that with the money, too, enough with the pennies.
How many years do you think WFAN will be alive?
I don't know. It's a very good question.
So we're at 38 now.
Mm-hmm. It's a rapidly changing business.
If I told you 50 years.
38, that's 12 more that gets me to 6. Yeah, about fine with me.
It's good by you if it lasts that long. Yep.
God, 63. Good God.
You got to hit 50 years at a minimum.
You'll be 67.
No, I will not, Jerry.
You'll be dead.
No.
Well, then you'd be 67.
I'll be pumping myself up with some sort of testosterone, HGH cocktail.
Hold on. No one ever said you won't look good. I just said you'll be 67.
I'll have a vein in the middle of my forehead.
You might.
Just like testosterone up, Jerry, just pumping iron at the gym with these young punks.
I don't doubt it. Well, you're not going to be at the gym. I don't doubt it. But I will tell you, I don't know where I heard it, but someone said the other day, you're never too old to learn something new. And I think of you every time because you're now 55 and you still haven't gone to the jujitsu class.
Yeah.
It's not too far gone.
No, it's not too late, but people get the problem with going to learn jujitsu is you're rolling around on a mat. The mats are not clean. You get a disease. That'll be the thing like that sends me to the hospital. Yeah, I don't need MRSA.
All right, how about this? Private trainer in your condo.
In my condo?
Yeah. You got the cash. Let's go. Spend it there, cheapo.
I actually don't even think there's room for a trainer to roll me in my condo.
I've been in
That's
your condo.
How tiny
there
it is.
No, there is.
I'll have to clear things out.
No, you got room. Hmm. You have room. That would be my suggestion. You're never too old, Al.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
Why people seem angry at Anthony Volpe?
Yeah, it's interesting you start with that.
Because I watched the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
And there was
David Cohn was all over him.
So there was a play where...
two plays.
Well, was the ground ball to short where he is. And he threw to first instead of home, I guess people wanted him to do. I don't know. What did people want?
So there's two plays. The diving play, which is an unbelievable play. And then he throws the ball away at third.
Okay.
The only issue with that play is by making the throw, the runner goes from first to second. Okay, fine. Fair enough. But I thought it was a great play. Shouldn't have thrown it to third. I do agree with that. The runner was there. But you gave up a base. Fine. The second one, and Cone was on him too there, thinking, well, like, just eat it. Why are you making that throw? You just gave up second base. The second one, which you're referencing, is a play in the hole. He makes a really good play on it. He's got they're making it seem like the runner was eight steps past first base. You want to say he shouldn't have thrown it? I suppose. I don't see what the big deal is, personally. But, you know, he tried to make a play.
But for people that don't know what we're talking about, because I do know what we're talking about, and I'm confused.
Sixth inning.
So the sixth inning, there's a guy on third.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ball hit to the hole. He fields it and throws the first.
Mm-hmm.
The broadcasters acted like that was a foolish thing to do. Why?
I'm with you. I would have made the throw myself. I don't know. And it wasn't
Did they want him to throw home?
I don't know.
Because he was not getting the guy at home.
I agree. I totally agree with you. But it wasn't just, I know in the highlight package, the Blue Jays announcers had the same take. And if you watch the Yankee game on Yes, David Cone was the same way. Don't make the throw. There's no point in making the throw. I didn't think it was that big a deal.
The throw to first.
Yeah. Well, both. The diving play and the throw to third, and then the one to first. Correct. And I agree with you. There was no other play there with what he did.
Yeah, they made it seem like
I think
he
it was,
should have thrown home. Well, the guy was already home.
You also had the runner going by making the we're in the weeds here.
Yes.
By making the throw to first, it also allowed the runner to go from second to third.
Okay.
Which was in front of him. And the runner, I'd have to go back and watch it. My guess is the runner hesitated, and as soon as he made the throw, took third.
That must be it then.
So, which is fine. I still think it's not a terrible play.
Right.
But it is what it is. I mean, you know, again, makes a great play and a bad throw at third base. How about this? If you're J.C. Ascara, don't have a catcher's interference. Could have that happen?
We had another one of those.
If you're more, I mean, it was a weird game because how about if you're, I know the ball was blistered, but I mean, let me ask you, does a gold glove third baseman make that play that goes under the glove for Jazz Chisholm?
Yes.
I don't know that he does or he doesn't, but my first thought was, ooh, especially when you hear K, you know, on the I didn't hear Sims yet, Dave Sims, but on the TV, you know, there's Michael K, oh, under the glove of Chisholm. Knock it down. That brings in a couple of runs. Again, it was hit really hard, so I'm not saying it's a mistake. But
and I'd say if I'm Chisholm, I hit a home run, so shut your mouth.
Well, he also had a weird sacrifice bunt, which was strange.
How so? What did he do? What was this? Well, this wasn't in the highlight package.
Really?
Nope.
So,
by the way, neither was the first Volpe throw to third base.
No kidding.
Not in the highlight package.
Interesting. So the diving play where he lays out, they didn't put that in the highlight package?
No.
That's odd. All right.
Very strange.
Eighth inning down 5-3, Bellinger homers, and then it's 5-4. They intentionally walk Aaron Judge. So now Judge is on first base, and you've got Jazz Chisholm, who's one of the hotter hitters on the team. Now, Giancarlo Stanton's coming up next, so it's not like there's nobody behind. I think Ben Rice is after him. It's not like they have garbage coming up, but he's probably the guy you want up there with the bat in his hand, and he just gives a sack bunt right to the pitcher. Moves Judge to second. They make a pitching change, I believe, there. They bring in a right-hander to face Giancarlo Stanton, who gave you the most intentional walk you'll ever want to see with first base open. Four balls that never came close to being a strike on the outside, a foot off the plate. So now you got first and second, and then nothing happened.
Hmm.
So it's kind of one of those things like, why sack bunt? No, we want you to hit a two-run homer here. And they also walked Judge on a 2-0 pitch earlier in the game. I think that was in the sixth inning, I believe, which was with a runner on first base. They went 2-0. They got to put him first base.
Yeah, we're not going to throw this ball anywhere
near. Two intentional passes last night.
What was weird with the highlight package is they don't show the Volpe thing.
Okay.
They don't show the weird bunt.
Hmm.
They showed all 10 pitches, Scherzer battling Judge, that ended up in a called third strike.
Because it's two Hall of Famers.
Look at them
doing battle.
Yeah, they were doing battle, Jerry.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed it fast. They didn't.
Yeah.
It was like, boom, boom, up and in, foul ball, up and in, foul ball, ball, ball.
And Scherzer won the battle.
He sure did.
He did.
And then he came out. Like, I know we talk about pitchers coming out too early in baseball.
Absolutely.
Do you think of one team, if there was one team willing to do it differently,
mm-hmm.
that competitive pitchers would want to pitch?
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There. Like, let's say the Tampa Rays, who do unique things, right? They started these bullpen games, all these things.
Right.
If the Tampa Rays came out and they said, our starters are pitching eight innings. If they're going along.
And they're not worrying about the pitch count.
We're not worried. Right. I'm telling you right now, as a franchise, we're not worrying about the pitch count. Mm-hmm. We're going 1980s baseball here. Would pitchers want to go there, or would they be like, oh, I don't want to go?
I think it depends on the pitcher. I think some of them would say, give me the ball. I'm not coming out of this game. And others would be like, yeah, I'm at 94, you know.
Yeah, wusses.
Well, and part of that is they've been conditioned now their whole lives. Pitch count, pitch count, pitch count. And by the way, it ain't working so great because guys are having Tommy John surgery left and right. You know, I mean, if you look over the how many over the last 5 years, it's a lot of guys.
Yeah.
So the pitch count ain't working so spectacularly. My guess would be with Scherzer. I don't know this. My guess would be it's only his second, third, or fourth start this year. I don't know what the number is. He hasn't pitched a lot because he's coming off injury. Maybe his arm strength isn't there yet, and maybe they had a number in place. Hey, we're still building up. And because that team, they're only two games out now, first place.
The Jays.
Yeah, like Toronto is very much in the mix for a postseason spot. So if you're trying to build up Scherzer for October, you know, why be silly with him on a June 30th game?
Well, they in the highlight package when Scherzer came out,
yeah,
they did some lip reading in the dugout, mm-hmm. where he was essentially saying, "Yeah, I was time for me to come out."
Okay, so maybe that's part of it.
Yeah,
he's not there yet.
Yeah,
I could certainly see that, but I do, and I've said this to you many times too. Sometimes while the pitch count can be useful to give you a barometer of where guys are, I still think you got to watch the game with your eyes. If the guy is not laboring and it looks like it's coming, like Zach Wheeler last night, I don't know what his pitch count was, but he went eight innings for the Phillies. Zach Wheeler, the way he throws, doesn't look like it. To me, I think Zach Wheeler's Tommy John surgery. I'm not 100% sure. But when he throws, to me, it looks effortless. When I watch Matt Harvey back in the day, it looked like he was putting everything into every pitch. I think you got to watch the guy and what it looks like and how, I don't know. It's not so simple as he's got 100 pitches, get him out. To me, there could be an easy 100 pitches and there can be a really difficult 85 pitches. I think it's different.
Yeah.
But that's not the game anymore.
Yeah, it's not the game. And it's funny, like anytime I talk about like wanting to shorten the season, people are always like, oh, the statistics. You've ruined the statistics anyway.
Oh, the statistics anyway. Are 100%. In every sport.
All the pitching statistics are crap now.
Sure.
And the hitting, too.
Yeah, well, it's all. I mean, whether it's football with 17 games now, not 14 like we're 12 back in the day, that's, you know, 1,000-yard rushing running back. Okay, you play 17 games, for Christ's sake, you better have 1,000 yards, or what are we paying you for?
Yeah, you should have 1,700 yards.
Like, that was special back in the day.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, 1,000-yard rusher.
Ain't special anymore. 1,500 might be special now. 1,000's not.
And that rare thing when you would have a team with 2,000-yard rushers.
Yeah.
It was very rare.
Very
but
rare.
You had it.
Absolutely.
You saw it
from time to time.
And what we got tonight with the Mets, Jerry, the Mets Brewers.
This is the problem with the Mets.
All right.
All right. And we talked about this, I think, yesterday. Clay Holmes is pitching.
Yes.
Clay Holmes has been good. I'm not taking anything away from him. But Clay Holmes is being stretched out now as a starter, pitching more than he has. The Mets desperately need a pitcher to give them 6 or 7 good innings tonight. And I don't think, I hope they do. Would you be shocked if Clay Holmes goes 4 or 5 innings tonight
nope.
and they're right back to the bullpen for at least half the game?
No, I would not be shocked.
Right. The Yankees have Max Fried tonight. You expect Max Fried to give you distance. That's the problem with the Mets rotation right now. They have no one that you feel is going to go out there and throw seven innings of 3-hit ball and give their offense a chance to kind of get going.
You got Clay Holmes tonight. You got Blade Tidwell tomorrow.
He's a kid, yeah.
David Peterson on Thursday. This Blade Tidwell, Jerry, Major League Baseball doesn't even have his photo.
Well, he's a kid.
A literal child.
He's like 9.
We have a 9-year-old pitcher.
He was the one, he pitched in Pittsburgh the other day.
How does Major League Baseball not have his photo?
I don't know. Blade Tidwell. They should.
He's got good hair.
Oh,
yeah, he looks like a child.
Mm-hmm. He's got a baby face.
He's just a young boy, Jerry. We're going to throw a young boy out there. We got, you know what sucks? Freddie Peralta's pitching tonight. I hate that guy.
Why?
Because he's good.
Okay. Well, the Brewers
and
are
I don't
good.
Like when a good pitcher faces the Mets. I like when a bad pitcher faces the Mets.
Do you think now that the calendar has turned to July, well, I suppose, the calendar has turned to July, everything flips for the Mets now?
Yes.
Do you really?
I do.
So you think 3-13 last 16, out the window, the June swoon's over, here we go, July 1st, now we fly.
I think it changes.
Okay.
Now, the Mets still have the gay Mets logo up, but today is July 1st.
Yeah.
Someone over there has to change it out.
Yeah, my guess is that whoever handles their website didn't have his alarm set for midnight to make sure they made the changes.
Didn't have the changeover, yeah.
But you should check at 9 a.m.
I will check at 9 a.m., mm-hmm. Jerry. This is very important to me.
Okay. Different strokes for different folks, Al.
Yeah, all the teams that put up the LGBTQ flag colors, they all change it out today, July 1st.
July 1st. That is true.
I don't know what July is, what color flag you'll do.
Should be America, 4th of July on Friday.
No, Jerry, they don't do America anymore.
No.
Maybe Ukrainian flag, maybe, you know, some other special interest group. But the American flag, that don't fly here in America anymore, Jerry.
Well, they better be wearing red, white, and blue on Friday.
I hope so.
Right, we got Mets Yankees.
We do, we have Mets Yankees. On the 4th of July.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
4th, 5th, and 6th.
Every time I think of the 4th of July and baseball, I think of the Dave Rigetti no-hitter.
Okay. Look at you.
Which I think he threw, I think that was 1983.
83, I believe. Look at you.
A no-hitter on 4th of July. Like, I remember that as a kid.
Were you watching it? Was that game on? Were you watching this happen?
I'm watching this happen. I'm trying to think whether I watched that happen or if I saw it on the news.
Could have been a little of both. You might have had it on for a few innings.
Like, did Len Berman or Sal Marciano or Marv Albert break that to me on the evening news?
Very possible. We think that was a PIX 11, a WPIX
yes,
game?
I do. I think that was a PIX 11
Because, right,
game.
The Mets were on OR for, they were on 9 for a long time.
Many years.
The Yankees were on Channel 11.
Yes.
Many years.
That's
especially
all
the
I
weekend
remember.
Games.
That was one of the weirdest things when I moved from, when I was in New Jersey. Then I went to school 2 years in Indiana, went right to Tampa, Florida. Mm. Then I returned in 2001, and the Mets were no longer on Channel 9, and the Yankees weren't on Channel 11. I was very thrown off.
Everything had changed.
My life had changed. Although some people tell me the Mets were on Sports Channel
they were.
Like the late 80s, which I don't recall at all.
For me, it was Channel 33 on my cable. That was where Fran Healy was the announcer on Sports Channel, if I remember correctly.
I think you do remember correctly.
The Mets were on Sports Channel, and I think, maybe I'm a little too early on this, but the Yankees were on MSG for a long time.
Hmm.
Or at least for a good handful of years, anyway.
Yeah.
And then, I'm trying to think, the Yankees go from MSG to Yes?
Yes!
And it's very possible. I'd have to check the timeline, but yeah. And yes. SNY's been around now how long? About 15 years, would you say?
I think it was longer. I think they
longer
just celebrated an anniversary.
Well, if it's not a 5, it doesn't count.
Correct. If it is not a 5, let's see, 2006.
SNY has been around, wow. So this is their 20th season.
Yes, it's, they had their 19th anniversary in March, beginning of their 20th season.
How about that?
And how about that?
And it was Gary. It was Gary and Keith for sure in the beginning. Was Ron with them from year one? Does it say?
Doesn't say here.
Okay.
Yeah, it says Gary, Keith, and Ron are celebrating 20 years.
How about that?
They've been all together.
That day goes quick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really goes fast. So they are 1 year older than Boomer in the Morning, because that was 07.
07, yep.
So they started in 06, Boomer started 07.
Boomer became your morning mayor in September of 2007.
Well, now it's a competition. Boomer can't leave until Keith or Ron leave. Frankly, both of them.
Well, Keith.
What?
I feel like he's ready to move on soon.
Oh, well, he just signed a new contract.
Yeah, but he's like always thinking about
it. I understand. Well, now I'm saying Boomer can't go until Keith and Ron go.
Well, Boomer can't go till he beats Imus's record.
Okay.
That's for sure. Can't go.
What was Imus's record?
I don't remember, but I know Boomer's close.
54 years in the mornings.
How long was Imus on WFAN?
Well, 07, 88 to 07.
88 to 07.
Yeah.
I can't do
that. So it's 20 years.
19 years. Ran for 19 years at WFAN. So all right, means, so Boomer's got like one more year left.
Oh, gosh.
And he can tie Imus.
No, we got to get in his head Keith and Ron.
Keith and Ron?
He's got to go longer than Keith and Ron.
Okay.
Then we're good. Take a quick break. We'll come right back. We're just getting started. It is what's today? Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday,
wow,
Jerry.
Thursday. Good
it's
God.
July 4th weekend. Our weekend, though, coming up.
Yeah, that Sweet. Is right. It's a 4-day work week. It's Tuesday. Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.